Tell me the story as you remember it, when the O's started during the anthem.
Well, it was the summer of 1979, and Oriole Magic was just setting the whole city on fire. Everyone was into the Orioles and following the Orioles. And Section 34 had a habit of accentuating the O in every word that had an O. And one night during the national anthem, it hit me that there was an O in that song. So I yelled it out. And the first time I did it, I remember people turning around and looking at me just shocked. They couldn't believe I had done that. And frankly, I couldn't believe I had done it either. But
because it was unheard of to interrupt an anthem.
Right. And I remember Wild Bill had a little grin on his face. And the next night, he did it with me. And once he did it, everyone else sort of joined in. Once his blessing was on it, the rest of the group started doing it.
When did all of Memorial Stadium pick it up? How long did that take?
That took a while, because that particular year, it was only Section 34 that did it. And as time went on, year after year, it started to grow. At the time, we were also going to the hockey games, the Skipjacks game. We started doing it there, the people from 34, and eventually it caught on, and I don't remember exactly when, but one day I realized the entire stadium was doing it.
In my lifetime, I don't recall never hearing the O in an anthem. I don't remember ever going to a game in Maryland from College Park to M&T Bank Stadium to Memorial Stadium at Camden Yards and not hearing the O.
I know, it's exciting, and I actually went to a show at the Lyric earlier this year. They played the anthem before the show started, and they yelled out the O. And I remember the performers looked a little startled, like, what is this all about?
Did you go to 21-31 for Cal Ripken by any chance?
No, I missed that, unfortunately. I didn't have a ticket, but I was home watching it on TV.
Well, it was funny because it was this like Grammy award-winning jazz performance, and this is 1995, so this is 20 years ago, and they stopped right in the middle of the O and let the crowd do it. So even 20 years ago, it was something that, you know, the top level of that type of performer would stop and let them do it.
Yes, it's become socially acceptable here in Maryland to do the O. I don't know if you hear it at other places. I know sometimes on TV I hear it. Recently, when the Orioles were in Chicago, I could hear it in the background, and I think it's pretty neat that it's spreading.
But so right now, you're an originator of the O. When you go to a game now, do you do it still?
Oh, as loud as I can. You bet I do. I do it as loud as I can now.
It's pretty funny that we're talking about this, and of course, this is the 200th anniversary of our Star Spangled Banner birth right here in Baltimore, and we have our own little Baltimore twist on it.
Yes, and actually, we mean no disrespect by doing it. I mean, we obviously, you know, respect the national anthem, respect our country. It was all about the Orioles and all about cheering them on and yelling the O.
So were you close with Wild Bill?
Yes, I was. In the beginning, I used to sit up there. We all got to know. Those tickets at the time were general admission. We all got to know each other just from being there night after night after night.
Were you a season ticket holder?
No, we actually had general admission tickets. Section 34
got
was
it.
General admission when I first started sitting there. We'd see the same faces night after night. I thought he was one of the funniest people I ever met, and I really enjoyed knowing him. He was an awesome, awesome person.
From what I've heard about Section 34, it was quite the party.
Yes, it was, and a lot of the people are still in touch today, all these years later. And
that's amazing.
I know, and I value those friendships. They're special, and the best part about it is when we get together, nobody has matured. It's the same silliness and nonsense that it was back then.
Everyone's still big O's fans?
Oh, yes, very much so. O's fans and Ravens fans, so we love our sports. So.
That's amazing. So 1979 was the time when the O's started, and then also, where'd you guys go before or after games around 33rd Street?
There was a place on, coincidentally, 34th Street and Greenmount Avenue called the Olympic Lounge. And that was our favorite spot to go. They would fill up our coolers on game day, and we absolutely loved it there and went there for a long time.
How many games a year did you go to in, let's say, 79?
79, I think I only missed 5 home games.
Stop it.
Yeah, seriously. It was only...
All the way to the postseason?
Oh, yes. Yes, right through the World Series. We were there for every game of the World Series and the playoffs. But you have to remember, back then, the tickets were about $1.50, $1.75 for general admission. It's very economical. Not like today. So.